Chapter 12. Sunny. "Aren't you tired of living like this?" Willie shouted at Sunny. He had been in jail again, and Willie had been forced to pay for his freedom. "Carson?" she shouted, but Sunny did not answer her. He had told her that he preferred the name Sunny. "How many times do they have to throw you in jail for something to change?" Sunny kept on walking. He had asked himself the same question 100 times before. Sunny worked for the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the organization that tried to make things better for Black people in America. But it never seemed to work. Every time he protested, or went on a march, or wrote letters to the mayor, nothing changed. America still treated Black people terribly. "Carson, I'm talking to you," Willie shouted. Sunny finally turned to face her. "What?" "Stop being a fool," said Willie. "Stop getting in trouble and start spending time with your kids." Sunny wanted to laugh, though nothing was funny. He was mad at Willie because he did not have a father, and she was mad at him because he had become just as absent as his own. Sunny felt helpless. Everywhere he looked, Black people were suffering, and he could not do anything to help them. He started avoiding his family and missing work. One day, he sat in the street next to a man whose job was sweeping the barbershop. "What do you do when you feel this helpless?" asked Sunny. The man gave Sunny a cigarette. "This helps." Then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a small bag. "When that doesn't work, this does." He handed Sunny the bag. It was filled with drugs. Sunny did not smoke them. He put the bag down the toilet, and he still felt helpless. Eventually, Sunny left his job at the NAACP and moved back in with his mother. Willie was still angry at him. "Lucille was here the other day," said Willie, when Sunny offered to help her wash the dishes. Lucille was the mother of one of his children. He had not seen his daughter in nearly a year. "She was looking for you." "She knows how to find me," said Sunny. "What about Angela or Rhonda?" asked Willie. They were the mothers of his other children. He had not seen either of them. "They come looking for you too." Sunny did not think it was fair. He had not wanted any children, but somehow he had 3. His mother gave Lucille, Angela, and Rhonda some money every month to take care of the children, even though he told her to stop. She did not listen. Sunny did not understand why his mother wanted him to have a relationship with his children. He did not have a father, and he had grown up well, hadn't he? Sunny knew he could not stay with his mother for long, so he started looking for a new job. He found a job working at the bar in a jazz club in Harlem called Jazzmine. One night, a girl called Amani Zulima came in and sat down in front of him. She was young, but she acted like she had been through many different things in her life. After she finished her drink, she walked onto the stage and started singing. Her voice reminded Sunny of his childhood and of the day he first heard his mother sing in the choir at church. It was the most beautiful thing Sunny had ever heard. When Amani finished singing, everyone in the room clapped and cheered for her, including Sunny. Amani did not come back to the club for another 3 months. Then he found her, sitting at a table in the back, sleeping. He shook her shoulder until she woke up and looked at him. Her eyes were red and wide. "What do you want?" she asked. "You," said Sunny honestly. Amani smiled at him. "Well, come on then." They left the club together. "Tell me about your name," said Sunny. "Are you Muslim?" Amani laughed. "No, I'm not Muslim. Amani means harmony in Swahili. My mother named me Mary, but what famous singer do you know named Mary? When I saw the name Amani, it felt like a good name for me, so I chose it for myself. But don't get me wrong, I don't want to move back to Africa or anything like that." You don't want to move back to Africa, but you're using an African name? Asked Sunny. I don't understand you.
We can't go back, can we? Said Imani.
We can't go back to something we never had in the first place. It's not ours anymore. She pointed at the streets of Harlem. This is our home now. Imani took Sunny back to an apartment building filled with drug users. Suddenly, Sunny understood why Imani's eyes had been so red when he saw her in the club. He felt nervous, but he continued to follow her. They entered a room with several people already in it. A man was holding a needle, ready to push it into the arms of the two women sitting next to him. Imani sat next to them, and when it was her turn, Sunny watched as she pressed the needle into her skin and her eyes rolled back for a second. When she was finished, she handed the needle to Sunny, and he took it. Sunny was a 45-year-old drug addict. All he cared about was heroin, the drug Imani had introduced him to that night. It was ruining his life, but he did not care. When he had taken it, he did not have to think about the suffering Black people in America were going through. He did not have to think about how he could not do anything to help them. He did not have to think about anything. Willie had stopped giving Sunny money because she was afraid he would spend it on more drugs. Sunny knew she was right, so he started avoiding her. He knew becoming an addict was breaking her heart, but he could not stop himself from taking heroin. Instead of going to work, Sunny would walk around Harlem, asking the other drug addicts he passed if he could have some of their heroin. Sometimes they said no, but sometimes people shared with him. When he came home one night, Imani was sitting in front of the mirror doing her hair. Your mama was here earlier. She wants you to come home for Sunday dinner. Sunny did not answer. You should go see her, Sunny. She might give us some money. Sunny laughed. She's not going to give me anything. She might, said Imani. You just have to clean yourself up a little bit. Shower and shave before you go. Sunny sighed. He knew Imani would not be happy if he did not try. Fine, he said. I'll go see my mama. When he got to his mother's house, his sister Josephine answered the door. In her arms was her baby daughter, Sunny's niece. Josephine did not look happy to see him. You're late. Did you get lost? Behave, called Willie as Sunny entered the home. Are you hungry? Let me use the bathroom first, said Sunny. When he closed the door, he pulled out the small bag of drugs he always kept in his pocket. He had not been at his mother's house for long, but he was already nervous. He needed to take the drugs to make him feel more relaxed. When he came out of the bathroom, Willie had put a plate down on the table for him. Thanks for the food, Mama, said Sunny. How long has it been since you last ate a good meal? Asked Willie. Sunny shrugged. After a few minutes of silence, Willie suddenly spoke. Your father was a white man. He didn't start out white. He used to be black, but he started to change. Sunny coughed. Why didn't you tell me? I thought about telling you, but I was too embarrassed to do it. You saw him once. He was standing across the street with his white woman and his white baby, and I wanted to tell you, but I thought it would cause you too much pain. So I just let it go.
You should have said something, Mama, shouted Sunny. Why do you let everyone walk all over you? You have to fight for something sometimes.
I did fight, said Willie. I fought for you. Do you know how far I had to come to bring you to Harlem? I decided that you were going to have a better life than me, so I fought to bring you here, and now look at you. It kills me to see that you're a drug addict after all I've been through. But it makes me even sadder to see you leaving your children, just like your daddy left you.
Sunny did not know what to say. Willie pulled some money out of her pocket and put it on the table. Is this what you came for? Sunny could see she was beginning to cry. Take the money and go if you want to, said Willie.
Go if you want to.
Sonny wanted to take the money and buy more drugs until he could no longer remember the things his mother had told him. That was what he wanted to do, but he did not do that. Instead, he stayed.